Still on the search of that one true love? On the limbo in this crazy world of dating, marriage, relationships? Well, listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, your one-stop podcast for everything about relationships. Hello, and welcome to Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast, and I'm your host, John Johnson. I've entitled this particular podcast, Make the Most of Your Past, and what I'm going to focus on here is when you happen to have a re-communication with an ex, and they have shared with you some things about why the relationship didn't work out. There is the story that happens when you are together and the things are just winding down and you break up. Sometimes it's a loud breakup, sometimes it's a soft one. But when you go through life a little bit and you learn something about yourself, and then you kind of re-examine the relationships in your past and you learn something, and if you happen to have had a great connection, maybe you can talk about this kind of thing. Well, I'm going to share that I had a personal experience, and I received a letter from an ex, and one of the things that happened was that she revisited a number of things that led to the ending of the relationship. And it wasn't something that I wanted to have happen, but I could see that she was unhappy. And she basically broke off communication because that was her style. It wasn't necessarily anything that I had encouraged, but some people have different ways in which they end things. Maybe they block your number. Maybe they say, don't call me anymore. And, you know, you're kind of at the mercy of whatever that person's style of ending a relationship is. I mean, I've known people that basically don't return your phone calls. I mean, you know, they don't block your number, but they just don't return your phone calls. And it just sort of is a tacit reminder or indication that they don't want to talk to you anymore. And yeah, it can be a bit painful because it feels like rejection anyway. But in this particular case, the letter and what it meant to me and why I'm going to talk about it is because I'm sure that there are many of you out there that experience something like this, whether it's in a text message or whether it's an email or whether it's a handwritten letter, however you get the information, it sort of goes like this. And the difference is when you're having a breakup and you're talking to the person one-on-one, you kind of have that face-to-face back and forth and you can at least share your version of what happens. Now, when somebody sends you a letter, you don't necessarily get that opportunity to face the person and deal with the matter. So it's kind of upon you to have to read it, interpret it, digest it, deal with it, and move on. Now, there's a lot of information that you can gather from someone else's communication, but you have to learn to take things with a grain of salt. Sometimes they're just venting and it could be part of their process and you were just involved in it. Sometimes there can be a lot of good information in there because they have had an opportunity to learn about themselves and they could really be there taking responsibility. Now that generally when an ex is sending you a letter and they're taking responsibility for their behavior, that's usually a good letter. That's usually a good sign. Oftentimes, they could be sending you a letter and they are just dumping on you. Now, that doesn't necessarily feel good, but there is still information there. And in my particular case, I believe both parts happened. So this is a podcast and I'm going to talk a little bit about how to make the most of the information, make the most of your past. Because what you want to do is you want to take that information and move forward in life. You want to be able to say, I've learned this, these were my mistakes, and I don't want to do this over again. So the question becomes, how do you do that when you are reading someone else's interpretation and not have it impact you to where you just totally get hurt and shut down? Well, one of the things that I'm going to tell you is, as I kind of shared a moment ago, this is part of their process. Because if what they are doing is venting, and you can see that in the letter, they're going to make a bunch of you statements and a bunch of accusations, those kinds of things. That's venting. When they're making I statements, they're taking responsibility for how they feel. And you can read and interpret that a little bit differently, I believe. And what I'm sharing with you is my opinion, but it comes from the place of when you have a relationship and you learn to communicate in the way of sharing your own feelings and taking responsibility for them. See, one of the things you learn about feelings is they're your own. They're not wrong. It doesn't mean that necessarily talking about whatever actions and things is accurate, but when you learn the listening part of a relationship, it is important for you, the person who is doing the speaking, to realize that just because you say it, it is not true. And the same goes for the letter. The letter works as their part of the conversation. The point here is you may not get the feeling that you would like to have about being able to respond, and that may leave you feeling very empty, very hurt, very broken, because you may read some things that could be very inflammatory in such a letter. Whether it's a letter, written email, text message, voicemail, however that goes. Because remember, that's a one-way conversation when it's coming from them. If you don't see questions in this letter that address anything specifically, then you are not being asked your opinion. You are basically being told what they think. So, respecting the process, and realize this is a process. Respecting the process, understand that it may bring a lot of anxiety, it may bring some emotions, it may bring things back that you are glad that you're not having to deal with. And when you open that letter, realize that these are some things that are going to happen for you. You're going to react to it. And being in reaction mode is, it's a part of your process, but what I'm going to tell you is don't act on it. Don't get on the phone. Don't necessarily write a letter right now about all the things that you're thinking about, because if you've developed anything in the moments since the relationship ended, one of the things is you have at least had your peace, gained your peace, tried to put yourself back together, your self-respect, all of that. You may want to jot down some things of your own on a notepad just to write your own feelings. And I think that's healthy. But as far as whether to respond to someone else, if you don't see questions in that letter and you have been able to put yourself back together and move on, then keep moving on. Don't stop. Okay? So here's another thing. If you have moved on to a new relationship, I think a real important thing is for you to communicate with your new partner that this information showed up, because you are probably going to be in reaction mode, if anything. And it's fair to let your new partner know, hey, I'm going through something right now. This is what showed up. They will appreciate you giving them the trust, the insight of what's happening for you. Because this is a really big moment for you when somebody in your past shows up and starts dumping a lot of things on you. And that's oftentimes what it is. Remember, this is part of their process, because they took a risk. You could take that letter and throw it away and never read it. And they wouldn't know. They wouldn't know one way or the other. But if you read it, you take it in, make the most of it. Make your new relationship understand how much you've improved. They lost out. That's the past. And you're not going back there. And sometimes it may be really hard because of you may be reminiscing. You may be thinking about some of your old feelings that you had in that old relationship, and there may have been some good stuff there, but leave it there. I'm going to take a break, and I'll come back in a moment.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome to Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast. I'm your host, John Johnson, and I'm talking about making the most of your past. The example that I used was receiving a letter or receiving some communication from an ex, and then it being filled with a lot of information about your past relationships, and sometimes those things can stir up a lot of feelings, a lot of emotions, and it's about how to handle that. It's not necessarily an easy thing, especially if the relationship didn't end very well, and you know, there are lots of conditions to these things. Sometimes people say, okay, well, you know, we're never going to talk to each other. You may get they may block your number, and it could be a lot of drama or not. But either way, when you receive communication from someone else, I mean, sort of a one-way kind of thing, okay? And I made an example of that. There are probably not going to be a lot of questions in there for you to, say, respond to and get answers back and forth. And if you have a new relationship, I don't know that that's a very necessarily a wise thing to do, because your primary focus is on your new relationship. But sometimes there is some insightful information about what went wrong. And there's ways to interpret that. And I was trying to give you a few pointers on that. So, for example, like I mentioned, one thing is when these old communications come through, a lot of times that is part of that other person's process. They're putting things on paper or getting information to you, but they are venting. They're getting this out of their systems, helping themselves move on. And sometimes it could be something equivalent to you taking a bunch of notes and writing things in a diary. Okay, it might serve the same kind of purpose. But in the interest that they wanted to send the information to you, they obviously wanted you to know. And how do you handle that? That could be various ways. It could be difficult to read things like this because, as I mentioned, it's a one-way conversation because you don't necessarily get to be able to see them face-to-face and respond and get your, quote-unquote, day in court where you would like to argue your point of view. But remember, that's probably why you broke up, because it was this breakdown in communication. But reading it, you may find out some things about how you behaved. And if there was a mistrust that was going on, then, you know, do the gut check. Look at yourself in the mirror. Hey, were you a liar? Were you dishonest? I mean, was that something that was underlying there? And this is an opportunity to say, so this is where you can make the most of your past. You can say, look, to yourself, I lied. I was a liar. And I need to stop that, because those are the kind of things that destroy a relationship. And if that was you, do the gut check. If that wasn't you and the person you were dealing with had a lot of insecurity issues, well, to say, hey, you did the best that you can do, and they still need to deal with that. And if they never addressed anything like that in their letter to you, taking responsibility for their behavior, then for you, it's really just something that they've written and they just passed it on to you. I look at letters like that when they come about and look for a number of things. Are they sharing something about themselves in the first person? Are they making it clear where they're taking responsibility, or are they still blaming? Because if they're doing the blame game, then there's really nothing there for you to have to work on. But if they are taking responsibility, you see, it's in that kind of exchange of information where the healing can begin, because then we can begin to validate some of the feelings. And that helps take the stress and takes the tension out. So just imagine if you're having a conversation with someone and they're always making you statements. You did this, you did that, you whatever, whatever. What that serves to do is to make you feel defensive. But if they come to you and say, hey, I owe you an apology because one of the things that I did is I didn't take responsibility for not being a good partner. You see, those kinds of conversations go much further in de-escalating the situation, taking responsibility, taking ownership. And we all feel better when we have those kinds of conversations. They can be a little bit painful, because if you're the person that's having to take responsibility for your actions, it may be because you've not been telling the truth about something. Or if in the case, if you've just discovered something about yourself, you've learned, say you've been in counseling and you're trying to figure your life out, and then you come to the person and say, hey, look, this is what I've been doing. See, those are good conversations. But when you receive that kind of communication, and then going back to the original topic, then be mindful of these kinds of things so that you can step through it. Because what you don't want to do is you don't want to bounce back. You don't want to lose all the time that you've had being on your own, starting your life new without this other person, and have it bounce you back into that relationship status or mindset where you're feeling defensive. You don't want that. You don't need that. And if you're feeling really reactive, that you're going to go there, take a step back. Do some journaling of your own. Go talk to your counselor. Go get centered around taking care of yourself, because that's going to help. It's going to help a lot. And if you have moved on to a new relationship and you get information like this, I find it probably the thing to do is to communicate with your new partner. Because you need to know that, number one, they're on your side, they're in your corner, and it really helps them to know that you're being open and honest with them. Now, why you have the communication, why you receive the letter, you know, that's not the important part here. The important part here is it came. You're in a space where you might be a little reactive, and you want to let your partner know that it's not them. Because, see, this is where it can kind of get muddy. You don't want your new partner wondering what's going on with you, whether they caused something or you're reacting to them in a strange way, because those things happen. And that's when these things start to intersect and they get muddy and it almost seems like it's an affair. And that, you don't want that, you see. And I'm making a real clear distinction for you. You really need to also, here, remember, I'm going to go back to this point. If in that communication, there are some things that are true about yourself. Remember, people could say anything they want. And they can say things about you, even bad things, as long as they aren't true. But if they're true, then you need to address them. If they're true, you need to address them. You look in the mirror and you ask yourself, hey, did you take something from them? Were you dishonest? Did you not? Whatever. Do you need to be honest with yourself about that? And I can tell you, because those things follow you, that bad behavior will follow you until you own up to it. And the minute you expose it, you bring it out into the light, then you can move on from it. That's my philosophy on that. I'm going to take another break, and I'm going to come back. Stay tuned. Hello, and welcome back to Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast. I'm your host, John Johnson. I've been talking about the letter from the ex-relationship partner. And the thing that I want to leave you with is this. I'm going to leave you on an up note, something like this. Because these kinds of things can really give you a bounce, make it bounce you backwards. You can kind of feel maybe not so good about yourself. And I wanted to give you a few tips about how to handle something like that. So if something like that ever happens, then you have a resource. So it's this. If you had never received that letter, where would you have been? Hopefully you will have been in a place where you had moved on, moved along, and you had taken care of that part of your life. Now, if getting this letter makes you bounce backwards and you feel sort of disheveled about it, then it's really time to help put yourself back together. And I talked about how to handle some of that. But most of all, remember, you're a complete person. You are whole, and there could be good information there, and that's something to grasp onto that and move forward. Do that for yourself. You don't have to respond to it. You can tear it up, throw it away, you can put it in an ashtray and burn it. And I remember many, many moons ago when I would deal with a breakup, that was one of the things someone had taught me to do. Write down your feelings on a piece of paper and crumble the paper up and light it and burn it. That way, you just give it to the universe and you're done with it. And you can do the same thing here. But the idea is you move on. Here's something that you might want to do that'll help that. Just consider walking up to people and saying something nice. A smile. People that you know, say something nice about them. Say something that you appreciate about them. Somebody you love, and you may not have had the opportunity to say a lot of compliments, because sometimes we just get in the business of just doing our day-to-day, and we just think because we are around them that they know we care about them. Now, make a specific effort to tell people that you care about them. And that you think they are special. You know what? That'll put a smile on people's faces. And you're not doing it for any other reason other than to express appreciation for them. Because that's a good thing to do. It's a good thing to remember to do. And people welcome that. They welcome feeling appreciated. Even strangers like a smile. Many times I've walked up to someone because they were wearing a nice outfit or something that really complimented them, or they had a nice fragrance on, and just said something nice. Not coming on to anyone, but it is just a nice thing to be able to do. And people remember that. So find it in your way, in your time, to do that for other people and see the reaction for it. I had someone approach me the other day and they wanted to find out my style, my technique for approaching someone that they might be interested in having a sort of dating relationship, and who knows where it goes. It could be romantic. And they wanted to know, well, what's my take on it? And I said, well, first of all, ask yourself why you are interested in that person in particular. Is there some particular skill that they have? I mean, are they pretty? Are they very friendly? Are they outgoing? So it really had to do with understanding themselves and what was attractive about that person. And see, this person was relatively speaking, they're shy. And they understand the vulnerability of putting their feelings out there and then being rejected. I said, well, you know what? You have to do that part. That's just a part of building a connection with someone. And people appreciate you being vulnerable because there is something in that vulnerability that suggests I'm being truthful, I'm being authentic, I'm being honest. And for putting yourself in that position, I think that's a really good place to be. It just, because when that happens, it's that fear. And just on the other side of fear is bliss. And you have to take a risk. And what I'm sharing is one of those things about life that when you're just playing it safe all the time, yeah, you probably overthink it and then keep it safe and really don't know how far you can move that boundary and have real self-knowledge. But I'm taking it to that place where when you're being vulnerable and you're being honest, do you ever really get rejection to the degree that you can't recover? No. Not very often. I mean, people can say no, and they can say no for their own reasons, but it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with whether you're good enough. Remember to put yourself out there. And in this particular case, what the guy wanted to do, and it was a guy, he wanted to approach a young lady and say to her that he wanted to find out if she was available to go do something very innocent. And that's what he did. He put himself out there, and it worked out for him. There was a bit of a negotiation going on. He wanted to go out, say, this weekend, and she wasn't available, so she said, let's plan it for another day. But the idea is that she was actually open to the suggestion. And I'm going to say this to guys that are listening to this. Women appreciate you putting forth the effort. They really do appreciate that. And there are so many. Now, guys think, and I'm just going to say this to the women who are listening. Look, guys think that the really attractive, pretty women are all taken or that they're stuck up. And, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. So it's that. That's just one of those things that, hi, you know, just put yourself out there. Be vulnerable. Be honest. Be authentic. And let the world feed back all of that goodness that comes from putting it out there that way. But to finish my point, if you see a woman, an attractive woman, and you want to approach her, be authentic. Don't try to be cool and think of all of these pickup lines that people seem to have. It's really comes off as being tacky, and you sound more like a jokester than somebody who's really interested. Because when you're authentic, they get a sense of who you are. And that's attractive. Being authentic works. And if being yourself, being authentic doesn't work, then give yourself permission to move on. You're free to go. But you will find that in your relationships with people, being genuine is really, really powerful. It's refreshing. That's the most significant thing I can say. We meet people all the time, and what we look for in individuals is for them to be honest and to not try to be a salesperson, not try to market yourself in a way that seems untrustworthy. Slow it down. Make eye contact. Talk to someone and have a real conversation. Pickup lines have always sounded like pickup lines. But when you have a real conversation with someone, when you're really putting some thought into actually meeting someone, it's like when you write a letter. People appreciate that you put yourself into this. Now, I'm John Johnson. This is the Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast. Thank you for listening.